Unit 13, D, Topic 2-6.
Good morning, Mr. Tomlin.
Good morning, Brian. Well, let's think about the meeting in more detail. As I told you, there will probably be about a dozen of us, five or six guests, and six of us from Wide Horizons, if everyone attends.
And you want to start at 9?
Yes, and we'll probably not finish before 4:30. That means you'll have to book the conference room for the whole day.
I've already asked about room 123 on the first floor, and it's available on that date.
Good. Now, please make sure it's fully equipped. I'll bring my laptop, but we need a projector and screen and a flip chart too. Please don't forget marker pens. And put out some notepaper and pens for the participants. Most of them will have their laptops, but sometimes they like to take a few notes.
OK. Have you got a plan for the meeting itself?
Yes. I'd like to start with a small reception at 9. You know, some coffee and biscuits before we start. It gives everyone time to arrive and get to know each other. Could you organise that, Brian? Oh, and make sure there are some glasses and mineral water for everyone during the meeting.
Yes, of course.
At 9:30, I'll give a short introduction. At 10 o'clock, we're going to have a presentation by the sales and marketing departments. That'll take about an hour, including questions. We'll take a 15-minute break, and after that, Mountains and Moore are going to give a presentation. Lunch will be at about 12:30.
Which restaurant shall I book?
We can go to that nice little Italian in Frederick Street.
Toscana?
Yes, that's the one. Book a table for 12, for 12:30. See if they can give us a set meal. It will save time and probably be less expensive. Ask them for a quotation.
Right. And after lunch?
I suppose we won't get started again until about 2. Then I'd like everyone to work in groups and come up with some new ideas. So book 2 smaller rooms for the afternoon and make sure they have flip charts and markers.
And how long will the groups work together?
About an hour. That'll be followed by a presentation phase, where the groups present their ideas. But I think we should have a 20-minute coffee break before that. Let's say we'll start the presentation phase at 3:30 and aim to finish just after my closing statement at 4:30. Well, I think that's all. Could you go ahead and draft the agenda, Brian?
Yes, Mr. Tomlin. I'll do that.